B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Maseches Tainis Daf Hei. We're going to start from the next Mishnah, seven lines from the top of the Omud. Says the Mishnah, Ad Mosai She'elin Es HaGeshomim. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed Mazkirin, mentioning the rain, which is Mashiv HaRuach Umerid HaGeshem. Now we're discussing the request for rain, which is V'sein Talumot, or we say in the Bracha of Berchas HaShonim, in the middle of Shemin Esra. When we start saying V'sein Talumoto, that's going to be a discussion in a Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, and we've already discussed it a little bit in the previous Sugyas. But now the Mishnah is discussing at the end of the winter, which is Pesach time, when do we stop saying V'sein Talumoto? Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Ad Sheyavir HaPesach. Rabbi Yehuda says until Pesach is over. Rabbi Meir Oimer Ad Sheyotzo Nisan. Rabbi Meir says until the end of the month of Nisan. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Uvnei Tzion Gilu V'simchu B'Hashem Elikeichem, Ki Nosan Lochem Es Hamoire, the sons of Tzion, so to speak, Klal Yisrael, they were very glad with Hashem, that He gave them the Moire L'tzdoka. Moire is a term for rain. V'yoyred Lochem Geshem, and the rain came down, different types of rain, one being Moire and one being Umalkoish, Borishoin, in the month of Nisan. So we see that the month of Nisan is still a time for rain, and after the month of Nisan is no longer time for rain, and therefore the Saint Talumotor is said until the end of the month of Nisan. Says the Gemara, Omale Rav Nachman l'Rav Yitzchok. And we're now going to have in today's Gemara, for this whole daf, we're going to see nine discussions between Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchok, and Rabbi Yitzchok is going to respond with a quote from Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav Nachman asked Rabbi Yitzchok as follows, based on our Mishnah. In our Mishnah we saw, Rabbi Meir said that you say V'sein Talumotor until the end of the month of Nisan, and the Mishnah brought a pasuk, Rabbi Meir brought a pasuk that we just mentioned in Yoel, where we see there the V'yoyred Geshem Moire Umalkoish, V'yoyred Lachem Geshem Moire Umalkoish Borishoin, Borishoin being Nisan. Asked Rav Nachman to Rabbi Yitzchok, Yoyre ben Nisan? Yoyre, the translation of Yoyre is the first rains. Is it really so that the first rains fall as late as Nisan? Yoyre b'mar Cheshvan hu. We know that the first rains, the time that they fall, is in the month of Cheshvan, which is 6 months earlier, just a month or a few weeks after Sukkot. Ditnan, as we learned in a Mishnah, Yoyre b'mar Cheshvan. That the first rains come down in the month of Mar Cheshvan. Umalkoish, Malkoish is the end of the season of the rain, the final rain, but Nisan, that's the one that comes down in Nisan. So how can you bring a pasuk that tells us that Yoyre, the first rains are on Nisan, as well as the last rains? Is that so? Omarli. So Rabbi Yitzchok answered to Rav Nachman, Hoch Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, of course you're right, that the rains, the first rain is in Cheshvan, and the last rains are in Nisan. However, the pasuk is in Yoel, and over there was a very interesting story, and only there, miraculously, the first rains fell as late as Nisan. B'yemei Yoel ben Psuel niskayim mikrozeh. This pasuk that the Mishnah mentioned was referring uniquely to that one particular time, in the time of Yoel, and over there, indeed, Yoyre fell in Nisan d'chsivbe. It says there in earlier on, the pasuk we mentioned before is in the second perek of Yoel, but in the first perek of Yoel, it says as follows: Yeser hagezem ochal ho'arbe. Anything that the gezem locusts left over from the crops and didn't devour, the arbe locusts are going to eat. V'yeser ho'arbe ochal hayelek. V'yeser hayelek ochal hechosil. Which means that these creatures, these locusts and other animals, are going to devour all the produce in the fields. And the Gemara explains, Oiso Shono, that year, Yotso Ador, the month of Ador, was the entire month of Ador, V'lo Yordu Geshomim, and the rain had not yet fallen, because there was a seven-year hunger there, there was no rain, it was a very challenging 7 years, we're going to see about it soon. And in those 7 years, at the end of those 7 years, when Hashem miraculously wanted to give them rain, then that first rain came in Nisan. Yorodo lohem revi arishoino, the first rainfall fell be'echot ben Nisan, on the first day of the month of Nisan. Omar lehem Novi li Yisrael. Yoel, who was the Novi, said to Klal Yisrael, Tzu'u, go out of Ziru, and so you've got some seeds left in your property and you still have some seeds, go and plant them. Omruloi, the people said to Yoel, Mishi yesh le kav chitin, if somebody's got just a kav of wheat, oy kabayim so'irim, or two kav of barley, yoichlenu v'yichye, should he eat it, and that way he'll be able to survive and live off it, oyizra'enu, or should he sow it, as you Yoel are suggesting, v'yomus, and by the time he waits for the crops to grow, the person's not going to survive, there was nothing to eat. Omolehem, Yoel told them, Afal pike, nonetheless, tzu'u v'ziru, go out and sow whatever last seeds and plants you have. Na'aseh lehem nes, a miracle happened to them, v'nizgalu lehem, and in the meantime they discovered ma'aseh b'ksolim, what the mice, the little bits of crops that the mice had hidden in the walls, u'ma'aseh b'chorei nemolim, and what the ants in their holes had put away. And that's what they survived momentarily. Yotzu v'zoru b'sheini, they planted, they sowed what they had on the second day of Nisan, v'shlishi, and the third day of Nisan, u'ravi, and the fourth day of Nisan. V'yordo lehem ravio, and the rain came down, shnia, v'yo shnia b'chamisha b'nisan. The first rain, as we said, came down in the first of Nisan. They planted on the first, the second, the third, and the fourth. On the fifth of Nisan, came down the second rain. Hikrivu oimer b'shisha osor b'nisan. We know that on the 16th of Nisan, that's the second day of Pesach, they would bring a korban oimer, they would cut some of the new produce, and they would bring it as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, and it was called the korban oimer. It was made of barley. And over here, they had barley, enough barley with which to bring the korban oimer on the 16th of Nisan. Nimtza, so what had transpired, is that tvua gedelo b'shisha chadoshim, the amount of produce that regularly grows, or the speed of the produce regularly grows in 6 months, gedelo b'achad osor yom, in 11 days, from the 5th of Nisan to the 16th of Nisan, those 11 days had grown the entire crop. Nimtza oimer hakorev mitvua shel shisha chadoshim, that means that the korban oimer that was brought, that is normally brought from produce of 6 months of crops, korav mitvua, was now being offered up on the produce shel achad asar yom, of just 11 days, and it grew that fast. Val oisai doira, and on that generation, it says in the pasuk, oimer, the pasuk says in Tehillim, hazoyrim bedima, those that sow with tears, berino yiktzayru, then when they reap, they're reaping with joy. And indeed, at that point, when they were sowing, thought they were going to die of hunger. And they complained and says, we're not going to have anything to eat. And Yoel said, nonetheless, you should do that. So here they didn't have anything to eat whilst they were sowing, so they were sowing with tears. But nonetheless, Barina Yiktzayru, just those few short days later, they already had what to reap. And now the Gemara continues, how do we understand the next words in the Pasuk of Tehillim, Holoich Yeleich, that they were walking, Ubochoi, and they were crying, Noisei Meshech Hazorah, they were carrying, they were bearing the containers of the seeds, what would these words in the Pasuk be alluding to? Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it cannot be talking about the people of that generation who we already said that they, when they sowed, they were sowing with tears and they were reaping with joy. So what would these words be saying? That when they were walking, they were crying, and that whilst they were carrying, Noisei Meshech Hazorah, says Rabbi Yehuda, this is talking about the animals, the ox. Shoir kishu chayrish, when the ox was plowing, hoylechu boiche, it was crying, or bechazarosoi, and on the way back, when it was coming back over the same furrows, over the fields, oichel chaziz, the newly sprung green had already appeared, minatelem, from the furrow. So this is what it means, hoylech yeylechu boiche, the ox, when they were going, when they were plowing, they were, so to speak, they were crying. Noisei Meshech Hazorah, v'ze boi yovei brino, the last words of the Pasuk, almost the last words, when it says, Noisei Meshech Hazorah, boi yovei brino, when they would return, they would rejoice. because when they would come back over the furrows, they would see that the greens had already grown and they had what to eat on. And then what's the last two words of the pasuk? Noise alumoisov, they were bearing, they were carrying their sheaves. My noise alumoisov, omer of Chizda, v'omrul abba masnitaton, it was either of Chizda or a Braisa. He said as follows, what does it mean that they were carrying the sheaves? That the kone, there was such a miracle there that the stalk was the size of a zeres, a hand's breadth. Shiboiles, however, the ears that were on it were zrasayim, were two hands, hand breadths. That means there was twice as much of volume or quantity of the ears of the crops than the stalks themselves. And this is a miracle, because normally the stalks are three or four times more than the ears. And here the ears of the produce was double that of the stalks. Continues the Gemara, Omale Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak. Another statement, Rav Nachman asked Rav Yitzchak as follows. Maidich siv, how are we to understand the pasuk that says as follows? Ve'elisha diber Eloisha ashehechio es beno leimur. Elisha spoke to the woman who he had revived her son, saying, Kumi ulechi at ubeiseich v'guri ba'asher toguri, raise up you and your home, your family, and live wherever you want to live. Kikoro Hashem Lorov. Because Hashem had proclaimed a famine. V'gam bo el ha'oretz sheva shonim. And this famine is going to be in the land for 7 years. So this asks the Gemara, Bahanoch sheva shonim mai ochul. Those 7 years that there was a famine, What did they eat? There was nothing to eat. Omar le. So Rabbi Yitzchok said to Rav Nachman, Hoch Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said as follows, Shana Rishayna, the first year, Ochlu Masha Bebatim. They ate what was left over in the homes. Shnia, the second year, Ochlu Masha Besodois. They left over either the Svichin, which is the plants or the vegetation that may have grown on its own, and what was still left in the fields on the previous years. Shlishis, the third year, Basar Behema Tahira, they would eat the flesh of kosher animals. Revius, the fourth year, Basar Behema Tmea, they had no choice. They were starving, they ate the flesh of non-kosher animals. Chamishis, the fifth year, Basar Shkotzim Uramosim, they were eating the abominable and creeping creatures, which were the Shkotzim Uramosim, that's what they were eating. The fifth year. Shishis, the sixth year, Bosar Bneim Uvnosim. They were eating the flesh of their own sons and daughters. Shvius, the seventh year, Bosar Zeroisim. They were eating off their own arms. Lekayim Mashenemar. And this is what it says in the Pasuk. Vayigzer al Yomin Veroiv Vayoichal al Smoil Veloisoveu Ish Besar Zroi. A man, the flesh of his arm, Yechelu, was eating. Continues the Gemara. This is the third statement. Another question of Nachman asked Rabbi Yitzchok, how are we to understand the pasuk that says, Loi e'ese choroin api, loi oshuv l'shachis Ephraim, kikel onoichi v'loi ish, bekirbucho kodosh, that from bekirbucho, in your midst, kodosh is holiness, v'loi ovoi, and I will not come be'ir into the city. So it says in the Pasuk, so it seems to be that because Bekir Becha Kadosh, because there's sanctity, there's holiness inside you, in your midst, therefore Hashem is not going to come into the city. So Rav Nachman asked Rabbi Yitzchok, Mishum de Bekir Becha Kadosh, does it make sense that because there's Kedusha in the midst, Lo Avoy Be'ir, Hashem is not going to come to the city? Omar Le, so Rabbi Yitzchok answered Rav Nachman, Hoch Omar Be'ichanon. Rabbi Yechanon said, Omar Kedush Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Lo Avoy B'Yerushalayim Shel Malo. When it says, Lo Avoy Be'ir, I will not come into the city, it doesn't mean into Yerushalayim. Here, it means the parallel of Yerushalayim in heaven, in Shemaim. Until when is Hashem not going to come into Yerushalayim Shel Malo? Ad She'Avoy Yerushalayim Shel Mato. All the while that Yerushalayim here on earth has not been rebuilt. And that's what it means. Bekir Becha Kodosh, all the while that there isn't Kodosh, that means until the time that in your midst there's Kedusha, Le'ovoi Be'ir, I'm not going to come to the Yerushalayim Shel Malo. And where do we see this such a concept? Umi'ikah Yerushalayim Le'malo. what would be your source that parallel to Yerushalayim down here, there's a similar Yerushalayim in Shemaim? Says the Gemara, in there is the Chsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Yerushalayim habnuya, Yerushalayim, which is built, when Yerushalayim will be built, ke'iru shechubra lo, as a city which is joined to it, yachtov, together. So you see that the Yerushalayim down here has another Yerushalayim joined to it. What does that mean? It means the Yerushalayim shalmala. That what the Yerushalayim shalmala, that's parallel to the Yerushalayim shalmata. Continues the Gemara, number four, Omale Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Mai Dechsiv, how do we understand the Pasuk that says as follows? Uba'achas, and all together, Yevaru v'yichsolu, that they will be senseless and stupid, and Musar Havolim, and the rebuke of vanities, Eitzu, each one is wooden. Interesting Pasuk in Yirmiyah, we have to understand it. So that's what Rav Nachman was saying to Rav Yitzchok. What is this pasuk telling us? Omar le hocha omar Rav Yechonon. Rav Yitzchok said that Rav Yechonon explained as follows. Achas, when the pasuk says uba achas, it means a single avera. Achas hi a single avera shemva'eres. When it says yivaru, the literal translation is that they will be senseless. What it means is that shemva'eres, it will burn. The word ba'ir also means to burn. It will burn the Rishoyim begehenim. Will burn the Rishoyim in the Gehenim. Umayhi, and what is that? This is the post. This is the Avera, says the Gemara, Avodah Zarah. It's idolatry. It's serving Avodah Zarah. Ksiv Hocha, how would we know that? Because it says in this Pasuk, Musar Havolim Eitzu, that the rebuke of vanities and Eitzu is that it is that they're all like wood. Uksiv Hosom, and regarding Avodah Zarah, it says, Hevel Hema Maisei Tatuim, that they are vanity, the work of Tatuim, the work of delusion. So you see there that Avodah Zarah is called a Hevel, and over here also we're talking about Hevel, as the Pasuk said, Musar Havolim. So when it says that Uba'achas Yevaru, that there's one Avera which is a cause for a Shoyim to be burnt up, and that is Avodah Zarah. Continues the Gemara, Va'omale Rav Nachman l'Rabbi Yitzchok. Ma'u d'chsiv, how do we understand the following Pasuk? Kishtayim rois, two evils also Ami, my nation, has committed. Tartin hu dehava, asks the Gemara. The Pasuk says, Kishtayim rois also Ami, and the Pasuk actually tells us what they are. The Pasuk says, Oisi Ozvu, Hashem says that they've neglected, they've gone away from me, Mekor Mayim Chayim, that I am the source of water of life, Lachtsev Lehem Boiris, Boiris Nishborim, that they have dug out for them, they've hewn for them the wells or cisterns of broken, that are broken, Asher Lo Yochlu HaMayim, that cannot contain the water. But the Gemara is asking, how can you say Kishtayim Rois also Ami, that the nation did two Averis? Taratin hu dehava, were there only two? Esrin ve'arba shvikin lehu, you've ignored 24. And Rashi says, either based on Psukim in Yecheskel, that they had done 24 Averis, or it's referring to the 24 Sforim in the Tanakh that they had transgressed. Why? What does it mean, Shtayim Rois, two Averis? Omar Le, so Rabbi Yitzchok said in the name Hocham Rabbi Yechanon, Achasi, the Pasuk is alluding to a single Avera that was Shkula Kishtaim, that was equal to two Averis. Now the basic reading of the Pasuk would mean that the two Averis that they had done was that they had been Ozu, they'd left Hashem, and that they'd gone to idols that were comparable to broken cisterns that were useless. But here Rashi actually says that Sheshkulo Sheshkashtaim means that the Avera they did was equal to two, which means it was worse than what the Kutiyim did and what the Kadriyim did. And we'll soon see what that means. Mai knew, what was this Avera? Avodah Zarah is the Avera of serving Avodah Zarah, idols. Tachsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Kishtayim rois osu ami, oisi ozu, they have abandoned me, Mekor Mayim Chayim, the source of water of life, Lachtsoiv, to dig out, Lehem Boirois, the cisterns, Nishborim, that are broken. So that would be really what the two are, but it could be Rashi didn't, some suggest that Rashi didn't have, in Rashi's version of the Gemara, this posuk wasn't mentioned here because it was actually mentioned just a line earlier, so it doesn't really belong here, and therefore Rashi explains that the two, which the Avodah Zarah of Klal Yisrael is worse than or equal to, is the following. Uchsiv Behu, it says in the posuk, says in Yirmia, Ki Ivru, because they have gone to the isles of the Kittim, or go to the isles of Kittim, Uru'u and see the Kedar, and go to Kedar, Shilchu v'izboinunu, you should send and consider, Mo'oid, izboinu Mo'oid, and consider very much, Uru'u hein hoisa kazois, look at them, look at what they're doing. Is it anywhere as bad as what you are doing, my nation? Haheimir goy, would a nation change Elohim? Elohim, it's God. Vehema loy Elohim, and they're going to change it, even though they're changing it for something which is not a God. Ve'amir, but my nation, Haheimir kvoidoy, they have changed its glory below Yoel by choosing an idol which is useless. Tana, and we saw in the Braisa, that the Kutiim, Oivdim La'esh, they were serving, they were worshipping the fire. The Kadriim, Oivdim La'mayim, they were serving water. Even though they know that there's something not right here, because how can you serve a fire when you know that water can extinguish fire? A god who can't be extinguished. And nonetheless, Lohim Miru Elohim, they didn't change. This was their belief and their, so to speak, their god, and they didn't change their god for a different one. However, V'ami, but my nation, Heimir Kvoidi, or Heimir Kvoidi B'loyoyil, they exchanged their glory and the real god that they had for useless gods. Continues the Gemara. Number 6. V'amalei Rav Nachman Rabbi Yitzchok. How are we to understand what it says in the Pasuk in Shmuel, Vayihi kashazoke in Shmuel, when Shmuel became old, Vayosem esbonov shoftim liyisrael, and he placed his sons to be the judges, the shoftim, over Klal Yisrael. Asks the Gemara, asks Rav Nachman, Umi siv Shmuel kulahai? Did Shmuel become that old? Vaha bar nun beis hava. Shmuel, when he passed away, he was only 52 years old, because it says in the Pasuk that he came to the Beis HaMikdash when he was Yigomil Hanar, when he was 24 months old, 2 years old, and he stayed in the Beis HaMikdash Ad Oilam, and Chazal learned from there that Ad Oilam means for 50 years, which means he lived all of 52 years. The Omar Mar, and we see this in the Gemara in Moed Katan, that Meis Benun Beis Shana, if somebody dies at 52 years old, this is the death, the time, the lifespan of Shmuel from Ramah. That was what Shmuel was referred to, Shmuel HaRamasi. So what does it mean? Vayhi kizokin Shmuel became aged. What does that mean? Omar le. So Rabbi Yitzchok answered to Rav Nachman, Hacha Omar Rabbi Yechanan explained as follows. Zikna koftsalov. He wasn't that old, but Hashem made a nes, and suddenly, or at some point, he, younger than normal, he became aged, which means that his hair started becoming white. Zikna kavtzalov, dichsiv, because it says in the pasuk in Shmuel, Nichamti, that Hashem said to Shmuel, I regret ki imlachti es Shaul lemelech, that I had made Shaul into a king, kishov me'acharai, because he wasn't following everything I'd asked him to do. Ve'zdvorai lo heikim v'yichal Shmuel v'yizak el Hashem kol alaylo. So Hashem told Shmuel that I regret that I made Shmuel into a king, that I made Shaul into a king. Omar lefonov. So Shmuel responded to Hashem and said, Ribbono shel Olam, Shekaltani, you have equated me to Moshe v'Aaron. In the pasuk, you've compared me to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. Dichsiv, as it says in the pasuk, and tell him, Moshe v'Aaron b'choy hanov, u'Shmuel b'koy reishmoy, koyrim el Hashem v'hu yanim. So you compared me on the one side of the scales with Moshe and Aaron on the other. Ma Moshe v'Aaron, if Moshe v'Aaron, each of them independently, lo bitlu ma'ase yodeim, you were not mevatel, that means the ma'ase yodeim, the work of the hands, which is their their disciple, their Talmud Yehoshua, you were not mevatlim, you didn't turn him to naught in their life, b'chayim, during their lifetimes. Yeshua was considered a Talmud also of Moshe Rabbeinu, also of Aaron HaKohen, because Moshe would teach Aaron and Yeshua would listen also to Moshe's teaching and to Aaron's teaching. And you made sure that Yeshua would survive Moshe and Aaron. Af ani, so to me, lo yizbatil ma'ase yodai, then the work of my hands that you told me that I should anoint Shaul as a king, do not be mevatlit, do not undo that b'chayai during my lifetime. So now, so to speak, Hashem had a bind, so to speak. You know, we don't. This is not in physical human terms. But on the one hand, Hashem wanted to kill Shaul. On the other hand, Shmuel asked that Hashem shouldn't kill him. So now, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, so to speak, he said, Heicha Evid, what should I do? Leimus Shaul, should I kill Shaul, which seems to be that's what Shaul deserved? Loika Shavik Shmuel. Shmuel is asking that I shouldn't do that. Leimus Shmuel, so what I can do is, I could make Shmuel die ad zutor, whilst he was young. That means take Shmuel away before his time is up. And then Shmuel, once Shmuel passes away, there'll be no problem with taking Shaul away. But Maranani Abasrei, the people will say that Shmuel probably died that young because of Averus he did. And that would be a Chilul Hashem, and not the truth. Hashem didn't want that. Loi Leimus Shaul, v'loi Leimus Shmuel. To say that not Shaul is going to die, and not Shmuel is going to die. I mean, if Shmuel is going to continue living as long as was possibly originally planned, and Shaul would live that long as well, then David HaMelech would not be able to become a king, because Shaul was the king. And there was an issue with that. Kva Higia Malchus David. At some point in the not so far future was the time that was designated for David HaMelech to be the king. Ve'ein Malchus Nigas Bechaverto. And one kingship cannot encroach on another, afilu kamloi nimo, even like a hair's breadth. So at some point, in any case, Shaul has to pass away to make space for David HaMelech. So Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, I've got an idea. Akpitz alav zikna. I will prematurely make him age, and he'll become white and aged. And haindun dechsev, and that's what it says, v'shaul yoshev begiva, that Shaul was living in the place called Giva, tachas ho'eshel, under the tree, Baromo in Romo, asks the Gemara, I don't understand. You're mentioning Giva and you're mentioning Romo. That's two places. V'chima inyan Giva etzel Romo. What you're talking about Shaul, and you're saying he was sitting in Giva under the tree in Romo. Eloloi melecho, the pasuk is teaching us that mi goram l'shaul leishiv begiva shtaim shonim umechza, those last 2.5 years in whose merit did Shaul deserve to survive and stay in the place called Giva? The answer is tfilosei shel Shmuel haramasi. It was only the tfilos that we just mentioned of Shmuel, and Shmuel was called a tree, and because he was a strong tree, and Baromo, he came from Ramosi, as we saw before. So it was the Eishel in Roma that was the source, so that was the reason that Shaul was Yeshev Begiva. Asks the Gemara, Umimitchi Gavra Mikama Gavra? Well, so what's happened here is it seems that Shmuel had to pass away in order that Shaul could pass away, in order that David HaMelech could become a king. Do we ever find that one person is shoved away for the sake of another? Shmuel is being moved aside to make space for David? Answers the Gemara in, yes, there is such a thing. Da'omer b'Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer b'Yechanon, Madich Siv. When it says in the Pasuk, Al Kein Chotzavti Banvim, that Hashem says that I've dug out my words, Banavim, with the prophets, Haragtim b'imrei pi, and I have killed him with the words of my mouth. Umishpotecho oiriyetze. So the Gemara is saying, b'maaseihem lo inemar. When it says haragtim, I have killed him, it doesn't say I killed them because of the maaseim, because of their evil deeds. It says haragtim, I have killed them, b'imrei pi, just because my mouth has said that, just because I've decreed that. Elo b'imrei pi. Almas, you see that mitche gavra, mikame gavra, that sometimes a person dies just because Hashem so decided, even though it wasn't what he would have deserved as of his own actions and deeds, but Hashem says, I need to now move you aside to make space for somebody else. Continues the Gemara, the seventh discussion, Rav Nachman, v'Rabbi Yitzchok ha'v'yosfa b'sudasa. This time they were sitting together at a meal. Omar le Rav Nachman le Rabbi Yitzchok. Rav Nachman said to Rabbi Yitzchok, Leimer mar milsa, my master, say some divrei Torah, tell us something. Omar le Rav Nachman Rabbi Yitzchok. Rav Nachman said to Rabbi Yitzchok, Omar le, sorry, Hocher Omar Rabbi Yechanon. Rabbi Yitzchok said to Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yechanon said as follows, Ein masichin basuda. You don't talk in the middle of a meal, in the middle of eating. Shema is dangerous because Shema may be yaktim kono, that whilst you're eating, then if you speak and the windpipe gets open, and the food will go into the windpipe before going leveshet into the esophagus, into the food pipe. V'yovoi lidei sakona. And it will be dangerous. And therefore, I'm not saying anything during the meal. Bosa decide, when they finished their meal, Omar Le, so now Rabbi Yitzchok turned back to Rav Nachman and said, Omar Le, now Rabbi Yitzchok responded to Rav Nachman and said, Hocha Omar Rabbi Yechanon, now I've finished eating, now is the time that I can say, tell you something. Rabbi Yechanon said as follows, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. Yaakov Avinu, he didn't die, he's living eternally. Omar Le, so he asked him, this is Rav Nachman answer to Rabbi Yitzchok. V'chi, b'chdi, was it for nothing? Softu softayo, that those that were eulogized him. V'chontu chontayo, and those that were embalming him embalmed him. V'kovru kivraya, and those that were burying him, they buried him. Omerli, so he said to him, Mikra ani dairish. He says, there's psukim. What can I do? Those people, they thought that Yaakov Avinu died. So they eulogized him, and they embalmed him, and they buried him. But there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Mikra nidera shenema. The pasuk says as follows. Va'ato, and you, Altira avdi Yaakov, my servant Yaakov, do not worry. Nu'um Hashem, says Hashem. Va'alteichas Yisrael, and do not become broken, Yisrael. Ki hineni moshiachah, because I'm going to deliver you meirochik from afar. I'm going to deliver you, Yaakov. Ve'ezarachah, and your children, I'm going to me'eretz shivyom, I'm going to deliver them from captivity, from the land of their captivity. So you see that Hashem is speaking to Yaakov, and saying, I'm going to deliver you, Yaakov, at the same time as I'm going to deliver your children, your descendants, from their captivity. So Makish Hu Lazari, the apostle compares Yaakov Avinu to his descendants. Ma Zari Bachaim, in the same way as delivering his descendants from captivity, is clearly talking about his descendants that are alive, because dead people are not in captivity and don't get delivered. Afu Bachaim, so too, we're talking about Yaakov Avinu, you also are going to be similarly delivered and have a Yeshua. So you see that Yaakov Avinu is going to stay alive all the while that his descendants are alive. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok. Another statement from Rabbi Yitzchok. Kol ha'oimer, anybody who says Rochav, Rochav, who mentions Rochav, she was a Zoyna, and whoever mentions Rochav's name twice, Miyad Nikri, it is cause for him to become Tomei. Because of her deeds, her actions were so low and immoral, that's what's going to happen. Omer le Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said to Rabbi Yitzchok, Anoa Mina, I said Rochav, Rochav, v'lo ichbasli, I wasn't worried, nothing will happen to me. Omar Le, so Rabbi Yitzchok said to Rav Nachman, Kiku Aminu, when I said what I said, that it's only b'yoido, somebody who knows her, uba makira, and somebody familiar with her, uba mazkira shemo, and is mentioning her name, then the fact that you know exactly what she was doing, and all the immoral acts that you knew about her, and you bring her up in your mind, that could be a challenge. You don't know who she is, you never knew her, you're not familiar with her, so you can say her name as much as you want, and it will not affect you. Continues the Gemara, a ninth statement, Ki hava miftar mi'adodi. When Rabbi Yitzchok and Rav Nachman took leave of each other, Omar Le, Rav Nachman said to Rabbi Yitzchok, Livorchen mar, my master, give me a bracha. Omar Le, Rabbi Yitzchok said to Rav Nachman, Emshei lecha moshel, I'll give you a parable. This is compared to Adam, to a person was going in the desert, and he was hungry and tired and thirsty. And he found a tree of masukim that his fruits were very sweet to eat. And the shade was very pleasant, so he could rest himself under it. And there was a stream that was flowing beneath it from where he could drink. Ochalmi peirosov, he ate from the fruits, v'shasomi meimov, and drank from the waters, v'yoshav betziloy, and sat in the shade. Ukeshebikesh leilich, and when this person sought to take leave from the tree, Omar, he said, Ilon, Ilon, tree, tree, b'mea varechocho, with what can I bless you? Im oimer lechosh you peirosecha masukin, if I should bless you that your fruits should be sweet, harei peirosecha masukin, they're already sweet. Sheyu tzilchon noe, that you should have a pleasant shade. Harei tzilchon noe, you have a pleasant shade. Shetehei amas amayim uveres tachtecho, that there should be a stream of water flowing beneath you. Harei amas amayim uveres tachtecho, you have that. Elo, the only thing I can give you, a blessing, a brocha, yirotzin, it should be Hashem's desire. Shekol netiyos, all the offshoots, shenoy temimcho, that get planted from you. Yiyu kamoyscho, should have all the virtues that you have. Af Atah, says Rav Yitzchok to Rav Nachman, Bamei avarechacha, how can I give you a bracha? Im b'teira, if with teira, harei teira, you've got teira. And the Bachi adds on, and it seems in Rashi, that he says that, let's read the words in the Gemara, im b'oisha, with riches, harei oisha, you have riches. Im b'bonim, with children, harei bonim, you have children. You have, right. And the Bach adds on, l'gdula, with greatness, covered, and honor. Eloi says, Yirotzin, it should be Hashem's desire, shekol tzeetzoi me'echo, that all your offspring, kamoischo, should be like you. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.